Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Print online.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and well-deserved, too. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen has already celebrated her 14th anniversary with us as a member of our Brain Trust, so we couldn't do without her. She's the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, and as I've said 1,000 times on this show, even sometimes when she's not here, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan and her organization. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be here, Mr. Humble.
You recognized that, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, being the founding members of the Mutual Admiration Society,
exactly.
Jim.
That's right.
Perfect.
That's one of the things we have in common, right? We both love me, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Karen. One of the things that I wanted to get your perspective on from a small business policy standpoint is your perspective on the messages that President Obama has been delivering lately as they impact small business, especially with regard to his State of the Union speech last week. Was there anything in there for small businesses?
Well, Jim, it was interesting because, other State of the Union speeches, he did talk much more about small business. So, I didn't really see small business that much in his State of the Union. Very vague proposals or, policy initiatives when he did talk about small business. But also, he referenced his current policies in terms of, we're not going to go back. He talked about regulation and, where he's going in terms of policy. So, we're very concerned that he brought. He was, very vigorous when he talked about, not going back because we know where we're going with respect to where we have been going, Dodd-Frank, health care, some of the other big regulatory proposals that we think are holding small business and the economy back. And he didn't even mention health care got a passing notice. It wasn't even brought up in one of his accomplishments.
His greatest accomplishment the greatest accomplishment of his career, certainly. So do you think...
Yeah, what he thought, but, we know the health care bill is very unpopular. It's collapsing, and it's not doing what he and other supporters said it would in terms of lowering costs, bringing businesses and individuals more choice into the system. It's doing exactly the opposite. So that he totally blew over.
Even though, Karen, it's obvious that his policies are not working because he's instigated his policies and the economy isn't really, performing, do you think that he thinks that he just needs more time, that these policies are the right thing when he says we're not going back? You think he just says, we just need these need more time to germinate? Is that what you think?
Oh, I think so. I think, he continues to say, look what I inherited, continues to blame things on the previous administration, and now is blaming the current Congress for not doing enough. Where really, look what he during the first, his 2 years of his presidency, when he had his Congress, Democrats, leaders in the Congress, Democrat majority, basically he pushed through, the health care bill, Dodd-Frank, the stimulus, let's not forget about the stimulus, and now he's saying these things are working, and he points to, the marginal growth in jobs. Look at last year, 1.7% GDP growth.
Mm-hmm.
For the entire year. So, that's not really a record to run on. So I think he does think they are working, and if, Congress would just do a little bit more of what he wants them to do, that we will have a booming economy. But look at it. But it's just more of the same stuff, and that's the definition of crazy,
right.
You know, or insanity, right?
Insanity,
doing the same
right.
thing over and over and hoping for a different result.
Well, the one thing about that's going to be interesting about this year is not only is it a campaign year, but a lot of the things that he has put out there that he's gotten done are going to be scrutinized with authority this year, like the healthcare bill. I mean, the Supreme Court's going to hear the arguments in March and decide in June, and so it'll be a very if you love politics, folks, this is going to be a great year for that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get Karen's opinion about the president's proposal to consolidate some of the financial and business elements of his government, Department of Commerce, Ex-Im Bank, SBA, et cetera, that and a few other things. Also, the tax proposals. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.